You know, when you find God, you're not finding anything different. You're finding who you really are. Let's put it this way. When God created the universe, he had nothing to create it out of. He couldn't go out and buy the bits and pieces to put everything together and create a universe. He had to become the universe. He had to dream it into existence. And so he set a portion of his consciousness in motion. That's why it says, and the wind blew across the waters, like the ocean when the wind blows upon it and creates waves. So with the vibrations of his consciousness, he created the illusion of time, space, and matter, and all existence. And we are a part of that illusion. He became us. This little ego is due to a sort of aggregate of our self-definitions. People tell us that we're clever, so we start thinking of ourselves as clever. People tell us that we're artistic. I'm good at this. Or we think ourselves that way. Or we think of ourselves as young or old or male or female or American or French or whatever it might be. But people go through life with this pack of self-definitions, which they keep adding to them until finally at life they're bowed over with the endeavor of it, the sheer strain of it. But what we need to do, and in fact we can find this in ourselves, the less we think of ourselves, the happier we are. That's why Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When you give to people, then you expand your sense of self. We need to get out of this sense of ego, which tells us always we're this, we're that. I remember I remember one time with him. He had wanted me to overcome my intellectual pride, which I had when I came to him. I was intelligent. I could out-argue anybody, and I couldn't help letting it go to my head. But I didn't like it because I felt so dry from that. And I remembered how I'd been as a child, so happy, and I wanted to become like that. And so I worked hard to overcome it, and I did. But I remember one night, in my meditation, I just absolutely, with all my willpower, gave my sense of ego to God. And I came out from my meditation, and I happened to see him. He was standing, looking out over Los Angeles from above the tennis courts at Mount Washington. And I knelt to him for blessings, as I always did when I greeted him. And he tapped me on the head and he said, very good. He knew what I'd been going through and he blessed it. And with his grace, it became a truth in my life. But I have seen that loss of ego is not loss of anything worthwhile. I remember one time I was at a big function in Virginia. I was invited all the way from California to this thing. And a lot of famous people were invited to be a part of this big conference. And I invited some of those people out to dinner one night. Well, I was the only person there. It was about founding communities. I was the only person there who had actually founded a successful community. But these people felt that they were better known than I couldn't have cared less. But what amused me was that here I was hosting this dinner, and they were all sort of talking to each other and ignoring me. And I remember I felt such absolute delight in being so totally unimportant. It's much more pleasing to think that you haven't done it, God did it. And when we understand that to perfection, then we understand he is our true self. Self-realization means realizing that God became you, dreams through you, dreams the little existence that you think of as your own, but it's all his dream. There's nothing in the universe, nothing exists except his dream, his consciousness. And self-realization means waking up from the little self and realizing that the infinite is your true self.